Is that everything?
Yes, except for the picnic baskets.
What do we want a picnic basket for?
Picnics.
We're not having any picnics. We'll be stopping off at pubs for a pint and a pasty. We're going to Cornwall, aren't we? It's great for baskets.
We can't take the children into pubs. We'll have to sit outside.
You have to sit outside with picnics.
Well, it was a present. I've never used it.
From your mother.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Yes, it has. If anybody else had bought it, we could have given it to the nearest jumble sale where it belongs.
Oh, sure. It'd be nice to Mother. It's her holiday as well.
Don't worry. I'll be nice to her. I don't want her putting a spell on me, do I?
Sydney!
But I'm still not taking that picnic basket. Just some sandwiches in a thermos. What do you want?
Sophie feels sick. She's eating all them munchmallow things.
Wait on. What's all that?
Are we all ready to go, then? Let me get into the car. I don't want to catch me death of cold out here. Silly time to be starting a holiday.
Hang on a minute. I said, what's all that?
I feel sick, Mum.
Shut up. Is that her luggage?
Who's her? Hey, who does he mean by her?
I mean you, Grandma.
Does he think I'm not here?
She's not taking that. Did you take all that with you on the Titanic?
Hey, knock it off, Smith. Some people are trying to get you, shouldn't I?
Now, just calm down. We'll just have to rethink it a bit. We'll have to leave something behind.
Who does he mean by her?
We'll take a few things out and then repack the car.
That'll take hours.
I always said it was a silly time to be starting a holiday.
Aston Villa. I'm not going. I'm never going through all this again. Next time, you go on holiday and leave me in the pub. Aston Villa. No, Stanley, you cannot.
Oh, Dad!
I cannot stand all that yay-yay, bee-bop-a-lulu stuff.
But it's not that, Dad. That's Radio 1. We want Radio 2.
I can't cope with that racket and the traffic.
Well, there isn't any traffic.
Music at all hours of the night. People should be in bed.
Some people work shift work, Grandma.
And some people are setting up on holiday.
Aston Villa, she's off.
I heard that.
I wanted to leave 2 hours ago.
Still in the middle of the night. Stupid time to set up on holiday. I always said
Would
so.
Would somebody please explain to her?
Who does he mean by her?
Grandma, listen to me while I tell you once again. Is your deaf aid turned up?
I am not deaf. I can hear every word you say. You'll be sorry when I'm gone.
No, Grandma, Sydney doesn't mean it.
I didn't know you'd planned on going.
There's nothing for him in my will, you know.
Now, that's all silly talk, Mummy, and you, Sydney.
I just wanted to understand once and for all that I wanted to leave at this time of night to avoid the traffic.
What would happen if everybody else thought the same way?
Well, they haven't, have they? As you can see, not another car in sight.
Well, can we have the radio on then, Dad?
Shut up.
Sydney.
I want you all to try and get some sleep. In 6 hours' time, we should be in Mousel.
Mousel.
What?
Mousel, that's how it's pronounced.
What are you talking about?
It's spelt mouse hole, but they call it Mousel.
Do they? Bloody silly.
Sydney.
Anyway, that's where we shall be in 6 hours' time, so it would be a good idea.
I'm not sitting for 6 hours with it. Picnic basket under me feet.
Oh, Sydney, you've never put that picnic basket under Grandma's feet.
Well, where else? I couldn't put it under my feet,
I'm
could
nearly
I?
I'm crippled now.
But why didn't you say earlier?
Well, I've never been one to complain, Sadie Lord.
Well, give it over to me. No, don't you struggle with it, Stanley. Give a hand.
Oh, I can't move it unless you push the seat back.
Oh, you'll have to stop the car.
I am not stopping the car.
Be reasonable, Sydney.
I am being perfectly reasonable. If I stop the car, we shall be half an hour while I unpack the back seat and get her sorted out. I've already lost 2 hours thanks to her. I'm not losing any more.
Mum, can you stop Stanley bouncing about? He's making me feel sick again.
You are not going to be sick, Sophie. I won't have it. I shall stop at the next service station where we shall have a coordinated pee break. You can then use the time to be sick if you so wish. I am not going to have unilateral peeing and freelance vomiting on this trip or we'll never get anywhere.
You are being quite ridiculous, Sydney.
No, I am not. However, I am prepared to use the same stop to move the picnic basket from under your mother and shove it somewhere else.
I can't wait that long. It's giving me the cramp now. And I shall go to the toilet when I please.
Of course you will, Grandma. He's only teasing.
I am not.
You'll be old yourself one day.
Not if I have any more holidays like this.
Now, Stanley, you slide over to sit behind me and let Grandma sit in the middle.
Well, that's not very easy for Sophie.
Yes, but there's more room for your long legs behind me.
Well, not with the picnic basket there.
Do as you're told.
Now, Sophie, you slide under Stanley. Ease over, Stanley.
Oh,
There we are. Now, Grandma, carefully, you slide along in the middle. Ease up, Stanley.
My leg jumped down the side of the basket.
Oh, slide like we are, Mum.
Well, I'm sure you're right, Stanley, but since your father refuses to stop, just ease your leg up, Mummy. Oh. Now, Stanley, climb over Grandma. Gently, Stanley.
Oh, my leg, my leg.
Sorry, Grandma.
Oh, it's broken. You've broken it.
Sorry, Grandma.
What's wrong, Mummy?
I think it's broken my leg.
Stop the car, Sydney.
She's all right.
Mummy, are you all right?
Fat Lottie cares.
I think you probably are all right, Mummy.
It's been the most awful bruise.
Mummy, are you comfortably settled?
Oh, if the children will just keep still, except for my leg.
Well, everybody snuggle down for the night and we'll all try and get some sleep. And, Grandma, I've got a little something here that might help.
Oh?
A little bottle of brandy. Have a swig of that to keep the cold out.
Oh, you've always been a thoughtful girl, Sadie. Good cheer, old mother. More than I can say for him.
Grief. That's enough to stun a cow.
Oh, I can feel it doing me good already. I'll just have another mouthful.
Oh, Mummy, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. I think Sydney. Sydney must have hit a bump or something.
I hit nothing. You very likely swallowed the cork as well.
Will you have a little drop more later? Thank you. When you feel up to it.
Can we have a sing song?
Yeah. I'd rather you try to get some sleep. You'll all be so tired tomorrow.
Time to set off on a holiday.
Just one, Mum.
I feel like a little soul.
Mummy.
Hey, do we all know Cherry Ripe? Come on. Cherry Ripe. Cherry Ripe.
Rest.
Mummy. Mummy. Grandma. Why don't we have One Man Went to Moo? One Man Went to Moo. Went to Moo Meadow. One man and his dog went to Mow Meadow. Two men went to Mow. Went to Mow Meadow. Two men, one man and his dog went to Mow Meadow. Would you like a sweetie?
No. 12. Isn't that peaceful? Now they're all asleep. Kids are bad enough, but your mother really wears me out.
Well, she's old.
She hasn't improved any with age, has she?
That'd be fair on her. She's very fond of you, you know.
She's got a funny way of showing it. That's not her waking up, is it?
No, she's still well away.
Thank heavens for that. We'll be off the motorway soon. Then into Cornwall and all those quiet country lanes and smashing little pubs.
Cream cheese.
Your mother stopped snoring?
Yes. Must be awful to grow old.
I am, and it is.
She does look funny.
Even worse than when she's awake.
You can't see her.
I can, in the mirror. You'd better try and put her head back. Falling forward on her chest like that, she'll wake up with a crick. She'll be even more crabby.
Just stop it, Sydney. Ow!
Now what's up?
Oh, I think my little X is gone.
Is that all?
I can't quite reach her. Oh, it's sticking right in me. There, that's got her. Sydney. Sydney.
Now what?
I don't think she's well.
What are you talking about?
I think she's gone.
Gone? Where? What are you talking about?
Grandma. I think she's passed on.
Do what? Passed out, you mean?
No! Look at her! Pull over, stop the car!
I'm not stopping the car. Wait, the kids.
No, Sydney, I mean... Grandma. I think she's... You know? D-E-D.
D-E-D.
Dead? Sydney, shh. You wake the children.
Have you gone stark raving bonkers? What do you mean, saying things like that?
Just look at her.
Yes, well, she looks a bit... But she always looks dreadful.
But Sydney, your eyes are all open.
Come, stop it, Sadie. She's drunk over a quarter bottle of brandy.
She feels, well, clammy.
Clammy?
Cold, awful.
Oh, pull yourself together. Give her a shake. Go on. Wake her up, then you'll find out how awful she can
be. I can't.
Don't be silly. Give her a good shake.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's in me again. I'll have to buy a new one. Mummy, are you all right, Mummy? Oh!
What's up?
Fred, it's lolling about all over the place.
Well, don't let it wake the kids. Feel her pulse.
Find it.
It's in her wrist.
I know that. I mean, I can't find it. It's gone.
Well, try her heart. It's no use. She's never had one.
Oh, Signor, I know it. She's gone. She must have had a seizure or something.
Astella.
Oh, this is no time to be blasphemous. She's my mother after all. Didn't we ought to see somebody?
Who? I mean, at 4 a.m. Who are we liable to see?
A doctor. Shouldn't we see a doctor?
It's a bit late for a doctor, isn't it?
But you have to report a... lost, don't you?
How? Go on, tell me how. Middle of nowhere. Where am I going to find a doctor?
Yellow pages.
I haven't got that. How bad am I going to find? Oh, never
we'll
mind.
We'll have to do something.
Sadie, shut up.
Oh, Sydney.
I cannot think with you whittling on all the time. Now, please, keep quiet.
Sydney.
What is it?
What if the children wake up?
How do you mean?
Well, it's not right, is it? I mean, with Mummy like that.
She's not bothering them, is she?
That's not what I mean. What I mean is if they wake up and find her between them. Gone. They're only children. It would be an awful shock.
Ah, yes. Difficult.
We'll have to move her.
Where? I'm having her next to me. I couldn't concentrate on the driving, not with her leering at me. It's bad enough when she's heckling from the back.
Oh, Sydney, you shouldn't speak ill.
I bet wherever she is now, she's giving a bad report on me. Anyway, I'm not having her in the front.
Well, she could sit on my lap.
Sadie, pull yourself together.
You've got to do something. What are you doing?
I am pulling up, Sadie.
But why?
Shh, now. Now, get out as quietly as you can. I am going to take these suitcases off the roof rack, put them on the back seat, and put Grandma up there.
Oh, how could you...
Can you think of something better? She's not going to worry, is she? And we're agreed we can't leave her where she is. And I'm not unpacking the boot again.
But what will people say?
Who are you going to tell?
People will notice. You can't just drive around with a... Well, with your mother on the roof, right?
Sadie, don't be silly. There is a tarpaulin over the cases, right? I shall wrap her in that.
The tarpaulin?
Don't worry, it won't come to any harm. Now, you must give me a hand. If I pull the driving seat forward, we can get her out without disturbing the kids. Just don't think about it. Imagine it's a sack of potatoes or something.
I shall never speak to you again, Sydney Smith.
Good, because we must not disturb the children. Now then, I'll start by getting these cases down. This is the last time, Sadie. Never again.
It's not right, you know. I mean, up there like that. She could catch her death.
Oh. Stop going on. There's a love.
But you know what I mean.
No, I don't. There's nothing we can do for her now. And she's probably more comfortable stretched out like that than cooped up in the back. I wish I'd thought of that when we set off in the first place.
See, you are despicable.
I'm sorry, but we've got to make the best of it. We must try not to let it spoil the holiday.
There'll have to be a funeral.
Yes, but not right away. You're not thinking of cutting the holiday short, are you?
Well, of course we must.
But I know. We could have a quiet little do down in Mousehole or whatever it's called.
I shall not discuss this any further. Mummy is going to be seen off properly amongst her own friends. Well, they'd never forgive us. You know how they look forward to that sort of thing.
Yes. Well, how about if we arrange to have a ship back in an ambulance or something? Or maybe a train, an away day or whatever. Then they could keep her on ice until we get home. Oh, I mean, there's the kids to think of. It's their holiday too.
I am not discussing it. I think it's illegal.
What is?
Carrying a departed person across county borders.
What are you talking about?
I've read it somewhere. Across county borders.
That is in America, Sadie, and it only has to do with minors.
Dead minors?
Aston Villa! Young people. People underage.
Dead children?
Oh, Ecky, never mind. Just let me get on with the drive.
Well, you've got to report it. I know that. You've got to report a departure. You can't just go careering off around the country carrying departed people all over the place. That's illegal. I know that.
You might be right.
I am.
Right, right.
What are you going to do?
Leave it to me. Just leave it to me. There. Over there.
What?
A light. A house. Maybe a farm. Somebody's up.
What are you going to do?
Report your mother. I shall go over there and use their phone.
Well, you're not leaving me behind. Not alone at this time of night in the middle of nowhere.
It'll soon be light. Well, never mind. Suit yourself.
But the children, we can't leave them here.
Then we'll all go. Wake them up. I'll be back in a moment.
Sophie. Sophie, wake up, love.
What is it, Mum? Are we there?
Not yet. And you, Stanley. Ow!
Oh, what's the matter, Mum?
Oh, nothing. It's all right. It's my little X. Stanley, are you awake? Oh, I can't reach round there. Give him a shake, Sophie.
Stan. Oh, Mum says to wake up, Stan. Come on.
I'm all stupid.
What's the matter?
We're all going for a little walk with Daddy.
Oh, why? What for?
Don't whine, Stanley. We're going to make a phone call.
Well, can't you go by yourself?
No, we're not leaving you alone out here in the middle of nowhere. Heaven knows who might come along.
Well, nobody, Mum. Not in the middle of nowhere.
Stanley, it will do you no good at all if you try and be clever with me. You are both coming along.
Where's Grandma?
She's gone.
Where?
Well, she's gone before.
Well, couldn't she make the phone call by herself, then?
I mean, she's no longer with us.
Where is she then, Mum?
Well, I hope she's in a better place.
But she was the one who wanted to go to Cornwall.
Oh, you obviously do not understand, Sophie. Perhaps your father will explain. In the meantime, we'll all get out of the car and find your father.
How is he gone too?
Just get out of the car!
I can't find a road anywhere. Well, there's a track that seems to lead in the right direction.
Dad, where's Grandma?
Up on the roof rack.
Uh-oh.
Now, I've got the torch, so we'll all keep together. Don't want anyone getting lost, do we? Off we go, then.
Why don't grown-ups ever give you an honest answer?
Well, whoever heard of people not having a phone in this day and age?
But what do we do now?
We'll just have to get back in the car and drive. We must come to a village or something soon.
I'm hungry, Mum.
Oh, so am I.
Right, I suggest we have breakfast now. Now then, Daddy, where's the car?
Here.
What do you mean?
Here.
Stop saying here, Sydney. Where is it?
It's gone.
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 What do you mean gone?
Gone. Not here. Vanished.
I don't understand you, Sydney. Where is it then?
I don't know, do I? I left. It's here.
Do you mean it's gone?
Yes, gone.
Oh, this can't be the place.
Shady, this is the place, all right. There's the broken litter bin. There's the rusty bike. And there's the track we have just been down. No doubt about it.
But what about breakfast?
Bugger breakfast. What about Grandma?
Oh, Sydney.
You said Grandma had gone.
She has now.
But if she'd already gone...
Well, where was she then?
Up on the roof rack.
Oh, Dad.
What are we going to do, Sydney?
Think. I've got to think. Things are not too bad. Everything in the car was insured.
Sydney.
Don't tell me you haven't paid the policy.
Think of Grandma.
I am doing. I can only think of household contents. I mean, you can't claim her under freezer breakdown, can you?
Sydney Smith, you are being deliberately hurtful. Once this holiday's over,
Sadie, my love, of course I am worried. But I cannot think while you are constantly having hysterics.
Dad, is up on the roof rack like Aston Villa?
What?
Well, you know, when you don't want us to hear you say, Jesus...
Stanley!
But you know what I mean. So, instead of saying that, he says Aston Villa. Well, is up on the roof rack the same sort of thing?
I don't know what you're blathering about.
What?
Now... we've no alternative but to walk to the nearest village. So, we'll put our best foot forward. Single file. I'll go first, and Stanley can bring up the rear. Keep your eyes peeled for pirates, Stanley.
What's he talking about pirates for, South, do you know? I think he's flipped, you know.
I see, sir. Not always a good thing to leave everything in the car, registration document, license, etc.
Seem a safest place.
Not if you then proceed to lose the car.
Officer, I didn't intend to lose the car. I only left it to make a phone call.
Failing to lock the car door and leaving the key in the ignition.
I admit that I've been thoughtless.
Just so, sir. I feel that you must shoulder some considerable burden of the blame in that case. For every criminal act, there is often an act of equally criminal negligence.
You mean for every unmarried mother, there's an unmarried father?
Exactly, sir, the very point I'm trying to make.
Aston Villa. Are you going to bother to try and find it, then?
The wheels of justice have already been set in motion. You may have noticed me pass a slip of paper to the young lad in the next office. Within moments, every station in the county had been notified and every officer alerted to the crime. First of the day, by the way. Which means that there is a very good chance of having your car spotted before their notebooks get clogged with details of missing cats, runaway horses, and stolen grandmothers.
Stolen grandmothers?
Sir?
Nothing. No, nothing at all. What made you say that?
What?
Stolen grandmothers.
A turn of phrases, you might say. Now, don't tell me you want to report a stolen grandmother as well.
No, no, goodness me, no.
Are you all right, sir? I mean, you look a little pale.
I'm fine, really. I mean, I've been up all night, driving, you know, and then the car, it's all been a strain.
Of course, sir, I have been remiss chatting like this. Why don't you rejoin your wife and family next door, and I'll see to it that you get a nice hot cup of tea.
You should have told him.
Told him? Oh, yes. Excuse me, officer. I want to report a stolen car. The usual sort of thing. Contents, your average holiday gear for a family of four. About 20 suitcases. No, that's all. Oh, I nearly forgot. Silly me. On the roof rack, wrapped in a tarpaulin.
Sleep. Pardon, eh, Zon? Oh, hey. The children, dearest. Remember the children.
News, Mr. Smith. We have recovered your car.
Oh, how wonderful!
That was quick.
Yes, sir. I would permit myself some small glow of satisfaction at such a speedy solution were it not for one or two qualifying circumstances.
Circumstances?
Circumstances, Mr. Smith. It appears that two young lads, recovering from a night on the spree and finding themselves many miles from home, took the liberty of borrowing your car in order to facilitate their journey. They repented of their folly, having made an investigation of the contents of the car and of the roof rack.
Ah, the roof rack.
Precisely. The roof rack, sir. The two young lads in question gave themselves up to the nearest police station in a state of some considerable agitation, not to say sheer bloody panic.
Oh, Sydney.
Aston Villa.
I will arrange transport for you all to the hospital in Bodmin.
Hospital?
That's right, hospital. The East Cornwall Hospital, to be precise. However, before that, I would like to inquire into one or two seeming gaps in your memory, Mr. Smith. It seems to me that you have some explaining to do.
Insulin coma?
That's correct, Mr. Smith. Your mother's been a very lucky woman.
We thought she was... Well, you know...
Yes, to the inexperienced person, a patient suffering from such a condition, having lapsed into a coma, would betray symptoms similar to those of a state of death.
But we never had any idea she was ill, even.
I have talked to her own doctor. It appears she's not been feeling too well over these past few weeks, but there didn't seem to be any reason to be too concerned.
But she never said...
Your mother's also a very brave lady. She didn't want to worry you unnecessarily. Some elderly folk would rather risk jeopardizing their own health than cause concern to those nearest and dearest to them.
Doesn't sound like your mother.
Now, Sydney, I've always said you never really understood her.
I must also add to her qualities the fact that she's an extremely tough old bird, if you'll pardon the phrase.
There, I have to agree with you.
In view of the somewhat unusual course of action you took. Well, I won't dwell upon that. Anyway, there's no reason why she should not be with you for many years yet.
Great.
She'd like to see you, but she's very weak and considerably shaken, so only a brief word. And by the way, I have not told her of the circumstances of her arrival here. If you follow me.
I don't understand the most of it, Sydney. I only know I've put you to a lot of trouble.
You don't worry your head about that,
oh,
Mummy.
But I do, Sadie. I've often misjudged Sydney in the past. And now, when I realise what he's done for me...
Don't talk about it, Grandma.
But I won't forget it. How you found those lads and persuaded them to rush me to the hospital while you went off to phone the police. And then you left yourself with no car and miles to walk to the nearest village. Well...
Please, don't say any more.
Well, I won't. But I won't forget.
Neither shall I.
Now, They're going to keep me in here for a while, but you must promise me that you won't let that spoil your holiday. You just go off and try and have a good time, even though I won't be with you. Can you manage that?
Oh, Mummy.
We'll try, Grandma. It won't be easy, but we'll try.
Can we have the radio on, Dad?
Why not? A bit of music to brighten up the day.
Radio 1.
Don't push your luck, Sophie. Radio 2. Oh, this is the life, eh? The open road. Any minute now, a lovely old country pub, pints and pasties.
Cream tea.
And above all, the knowledge that Grandma is in the best possible hands. Somebody else's. Oh, you can't chop your mother off in Massachusetts.
You can't chop your mother up in Massachusetts. You do, you know that.